I'm returning your call, so you tell me.
Okay. I understand that obviously the Prime Minister was there. It was well reported. But also went in conjunction with there was 4 staff members, 7 MPs.
I don't know how many MPs went. I didn't go on the trip. I had to watch the game on TV. And the PM was on his way to Vancouver for the World Urban Forum. So he normally travels, as do all prime ministers, with a complement of staff and security. I don't understand where you're going.
Okay, well, it was the speech at the plan was this morning, right?
That's right. He was on his way to Vancouver, and he did that event today.
Okay, so but he had left Manor on Saturday, took his staff, took his manners with him, I presume, too.
I don't comment on the Prime Minister's security. I can tell you that when the Prime Minister does travel, he leaves and he gets there and he does his events and he takes, like all Prime Ministers do, a complement of staff to assist him as well as security.
Okay. But I've been not able to take to this event in Vancouver. I've been not able to take Ray Novak and, the other woman's name, Karina LeRoux.
When the Prime Minister travels, he takes a complement of staff with him as well as security for his events. I'm under the impression that he did some media availability at this event, and he also sat in the stands, which necessitated staff and security.
Okay. Now, I've obviously consulted the calendar, right, as he always does.
For security purposes, the Prime Minister does not travel commercial.
Yeah, okay. There was some MPs on the Challenger, too?
The Challenger was en route to Vancouver, and I do believe that some MPs went along for that visit. And, it's what they did. They went that's how they traveled.
Okay. Well, what about the tickets themselves?
The Prime Minister and all MPs paid for their own tickets, and we make no apologies for cheering on a Canadian team.
I bought two tickets.
I believe that staffers were at the back, couldn't watch the game. They were just sort of standing there, trying to stay out of the way.
Okay, so the staffers didn't have seats?
They had no seats.
Okay.
And they did not see the game.
Okay, so they wouldn't have paid to get in, obviously.
They didn't see the game. I believe they stood up in the rafters. I don't believe they saw any of the game. They were just there to make sure crowd control was dealt with.
I'm talking about Novak and Dimitri and Caroline Stewart also.
They didn't have seats. They facilitated the media interviews the Prime Minister did, but they did not watch the game, therefore they did not have seats.
Okay. Okay. Do you have some tickets, right?
The Prime Minister paid for his ticket. I think you're aware of the price of the ticket. So I just know he paid for them on his own, and as he always does. And he makes no apologies for cheering on a Canadian team.
Okay. So the teams have a team on two tickets. That'd be the Prime Minister, right?
I don't know who took the other ticket, but we paid for 2 tickets.
Okay.
But we make no apologies for cheering on a Canadian team.
Right.
But you agree, isn't it great that the Oilers are in Game 7?
I'm a sports reporter, so.
No, I get it. I'm what kind of reporter you are. Yeah.
Right.
I think you're an investigative reporter.
No, not really.
What are you then? I didn't get a chance.
I'm an investigative reporter.
You didn't get a chance to meet at the garden party. I was hoping to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, I was too busy trying to keep my daughter out of the Coke slushies and stuff.
Oh, did she have a good time?
Yeah, she's a good time.
How old is she?
She's almost 4.
Oh, so that's the perfect age, I think, of that party.
Yeah.
So I thought the clown was a bit,
I've been at a clown before.
Okay, so is he a known entity in town?
Oh, yeah, he's the Lapcliffe clown, apparently.
Oh, is it? Okay, well, I'm glad you could make it, and don't hesitate to call if you have other questions. Thanks.